Before I start, I want to chaz over some of the halachas that we said over, but I'll illustrate the last share with a shayla that someone mentioned. This Shabbos, the following question. The question was that someone hired a teacher for swimming lessons, and the child that was supposed to get the lessons broke their arm. So the 6 weeks... the 6 weeks that dad hired the lady to do, or whoever it was, man, I don't know, to do the lesson, they're not allowed to go in the water. So now they can't do the lesson. And let's assume that the person can't find a replacement for that slot now. Okay, so we already learned this is equivalent to a balabais, right? The parent of the child is the balabais. They're hiring the poyel. Because it's charged by the hour, it's not a kavli. So they're hiring the poil, and now they're being choizer because of an oynes. They're being choizer because of an oynes. The balbais is being choizer because of an oynes. So the halacha is that we already learned that if there's an oynes on the balbais, they do not have to pay the poil for the loss or for the job. They don't have to pay them because it's an oynes. Like we said, if it got dried up and there was no way for them to know, or if they checked the field and it rained anyway, it got flooded, in a way that there was an oynes, that there was no way the baal bais could have known more than the poil, there's an oynes. Fine, so that's pretty clear. They don't have to pay. The tricky part here was that they had already paid. They had already given all the money. They had already given all the money. Okay? So now that they already given all the money, does that change anything? So there's two tzadim to say that maybe it changed something. One tzad is that one tzad that perhaps one could argue is that if you look in the Lashonis of the Rishonim, why is it, Taka, that if the Baal Bais was an oynes, that he doesn't have to pay? Why not? Well, what's Taka Pshat in that? It's not his fault or the other guy's fault. No one's at fault, but so it's a suffix. We don't know who's at fault. So Kipshuta, it's a suffix. Matzim Mechavel Avaraya. So here, if it's Matzim Mechavel Avaraya, that's very good. If you didn't pay it,
it's an
onus. But the point is, who's choizer? Whose fault is it that the job's not getting done? It's nobody's fault. So you can't pin the point. You can't pin it at anybody.
Right. No one's fault.
Exactly. So now what?
But he didn't get service. He didn't get what he would have wanted to pay for.
So L'chore, the Pashup Shad is, since he didn't get it. Since he didn't get it.
He's the mochzik.
Oh, but does it have anything to do with that he's the mochzik?
The other side didn't supply the work either.
What?
The other side didn't supply.
That's what he's saying. Since he didn't supply the work and he didn't get the service, why should he pay it?
What if they paid in advance and part of that payment goes to renting the pool to
okay.
get the service?
So now you're getting it. So now it's like this. So now Kipshutai, like you're saying, it's not because of a motzi melchavel of araya that it's a suffix. We don't know who's at fault, and therefore, if you're the mukhzak, if you hold on to the money, you don't have to pay it. Because if that would be the logic, then in this case, when he already prepaid, then he would have lost the money, then he can't get it back. But the Mefarshim say that even though there is a lashon of motzi melchavel of araya in the Rosh, or Moshe, and others, they say it doesn't mean that, and it just means the bottom line is, the only time you have to pay if you don't get the service, if it's your fault, you directly took away the job from him, it's the Baal Bais' fault, then you have to pay.
Not owners.
Right, but if it's an oynes, you don't have to pay. But there's a shach that we have the shach here in the printout, so I'll show you the shach. The shach is in Shin Lamed Dalet. Well, it's all the way in the end of Sif Katan Gimel. So where is that? Shin Lamed Dalet. Oh, you don't have all that in Shin Lamed Dalet. You only have the first page.
But how far?
Yeah, you only have the first page of it, so you don't have it. Okay, so you lucked out. You don't have to work now. You don't have to read it inside. I'll just read it to you. But the Shach says as far like this, which I think makes a lot of sense in what happens nowadays. He says, in Karkibal Aschiris, Ein Tzorich Lahachzir, Mitam, the Kivin de Nosan Loi Schoroi, Nisratza Loi, Shiesha Loi, Afilu Ya'ara Oines. Why did the Baal HaBayis pay? Or better yet, why did the Poyel ask for the money in advance? Just when I give you the job. Because the point of the payment is gufa. Let's say the shach svara. The shach svara is that l'chor, the das of the baal bais, when he prepays, is, listen, I'm giving you the money, and therefore, I'm being masalik any of my tainas, even if I don't show up and I'm an oynes, you can have the money. That's the das of the Baal Bais. And I'll bring you right that's the das of the Baal Bais, because Achayra, that's also the das of the worker when they're asking for prepayment. Why is the worker asking for prepayment? Because they want certain security on the job. They don't want you to be able to back out.
But not because of
ownership.
Huh?
Any reason. I need the security for my slot.
A forgetful person. You're going to have to chase them for another year.
No, bottom line is, That it could be the difference. It's different. You're saying maybe you want it.
She would own them, or he would own them. The fact that when the child recuperates, if it's next summer, whatever it is, I'm already prepaid. I paid you. You're right. I expect the services later.
No, I'm giving you now. I can't give you the service later. That's a different slot.
The point is, there's a lot of reasons why you want prepayment besides securing your
slot. What's the other reasons?
Why a doctor would want to give it? There's a whole industry of people chasing people for money, not because of onus, because of forgetfulness,
it's the last thing on their mind. Meaning, I don't. Okay, are you willing to put an escrow? Is the point? Maybe you are, but that's also security. Lemaisa, the Shach says. Okay, so the Shach says what the Svar is. The Shach says that we can assume that the das of the Balabayas, when he's willing to give the money, is that he's willing to give it afilu yaroloi oynis, that he's willing to give the money. So therefore, in this case, based on this Shach, in this case, it seems like the halacha would be that the teacher, the swimming teacher, does not have to give back the money, even though it was an oynis on the tzad of the Balabayas of the Balabayas because it was prepaid.
How about if she fills the slot?
She gets lucky. They both get lucky. Somebody else comes and says, "Oh, you can't do it for them because she broke the arm. The kid broke the arm. I'll take that slot." Right.
Let's give it. Should it be nice if they give back the money?
Why should that make a difference?
Right.
What?
The shock is,
if you anywhere want to give, you could do one of two things. She can keep the money and use it as a credit toward a future.
No, but there's one thing. Remember, there's one thing that there's a difference here. The shock speaks out that even though you can keep the money, but you only get to, you have to give back the difference of poil bottle. Meaning, let's say she charges $50 for the lesson, but now she doesn't have to go through the tirch of teaching.
Right.
So therefore, that's also hot enough, $20. So she would take $30. Take the $30, and let's say a person would offer her $30 to say, listen, here's $30, and don't teach my kid.
Right.
So she would take that also, right?
Sure.
So therefore, whatever the value of $5, she wouldn't take, right?
So then if his far is right as to the das of all bodies, then he should not have paid $600 up front, he should have paid $500 up front.
Why?
Because in case he didn't show up, he was going to have to pay $500, not $600.
I'm paying you for the whole thing. Grata, you owe me back the $100 pile bottle.
If you would tell the ball bias, by the way, you're paying me, and if there's notice on your son, you don't get the money back. Who's going to do that deal?
I'm not giving a lesson unless you do that. What are you who's doing?
That could exist, but that would be a big kiddish. That would be like
Okay, now let's get our legal consultants over here. What's the law on this?
On what?
On this case, if you hire someone and because of the oinus of the balabayas, the case that the kid broke his arm and he can't go to the swimming lesson. And you prepaid.
There was an old doctrine called impossibility of performance. The only time a contract was canceled and nobody had to perform was when it was mamish impossible to be done. You rented a hall for a wedding and the hall burnt down. Now already...
The shidduch dissolved.
What?
How's that? The shidduch dissolved.
Now they pretty much allow that if it becomes impossible for one side or the other, they'll relieve the other party. Again, if the other party went through an expense or went out of his
then
way.
Then it has to be reimbursed. But the Maisa, if there's a contract, so whatever it says in the contract, if the contract says when with prepayment, you're chayv on all einsim, that's for sure. There's no contract. If there's no contract, so then the Shach is saying that the Das is that you got to pay, but you owe back the Baal Bais, the Hano that you had the day off. So therefore, it could be that if we could die to... If she can get another slot, she would say, "You know what? I don't want to take your slot, which is really a free slot. I'd rather give you back the money and fill it with a regular slot."
Sure. Well, why should she give back the money? Because she obviously has no one else taking the deal. Because she's going to fill the spot. Why should she just give back anything?
Okay, so maybe.
Is there such a thing in halacha?
I think if she could get fill the slot, she is mechuyev. I'm just trying to figure out. I think we learned before because that's not called taking away the work of the poyo. That's not called taking away the work of the pile.
Right away.
Okay.
Is there such a thing as credit for future use in halakha? You can't do it now because your daughter broke her arm. So I've got a slot 2 months from now after her cast comes out and she exercises.
I'm not sure. That's a different slot at that point. Huh? That's a different slot at that point.
At least he owned it.
Well, sir, even with the filling the slot, it gets interesting.
Right. 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 Now, that's assuming they can do two at a time, right? A slot means. A slot means dedicated to one person, so then, fine. Now.
What do you say?
Like someone, like someone said that they were looking over someone's books, and all of a sudden it came to whatever November the 14th, and he said, "Had you bill 50 hours in one day?" You know.
I'll let you figure out how he figures out. He fits in 45-minute visits for 90 patients.
Well, he sort of cuts the visits short for some that don't require because he's got such great expertise. He's giving more for the money.
It's a 45-minute consult, and he managed 45 of them.
Assistance.
Yes, a slow watch. Right. A slot is a relative term. Yeah.
Okay. But the reality is that's how PAs operate.
Okay, let's move on into the...
PAs operate under a doctor's license. Yeah. Doctor bills. Yeah.
So let's move on into the. But that was just a shaila that came up. So it's nagia to our klalim that we're learning. The caveat on that was that there was a prepayment, and it seems like the shach would say that on prepayment there's a schus that you're allowed to even in the makom. So let's just chazer over the ma'isa before we get into davar ha'avid. Let's chazer over what we had. There's four basic. There's basically four parameters over here. One is. And we really went over it a few times already. So the first issue is when you promised someone work, and the worker doesn't show up. And there's two fun of that. Either he doesn't show up before they started, in which case fine, he doesn't show up. That's it.
He's out,
and you're out. Yeah, nothing to talk about. Then there's another case. He stops in the middle. Okay, he stops in the middle of the work, so that we said, it depends if he's a kabbalan or a poyal. If he's a poyal, he stops in the middle, he gets paid for what he did, he doesn't get paid for what he didn't do, and that's it. If he's a kabbalan, then we paskin, that's yada ala tachtoina, and he has to take a chrayas to finish the job. So that means that if it's going to be more expensive to have the job finished than half of what he did, so you deduct it off his salary, but we said it doesn't come out of his pocket. So for example, let's say you hired him for a $100 job, he stops halfway in the middle, and it's going to cost me $60 to finish, so I only have to pay the first guy $40. If it's going to cost me $120 to finish the job, so now he only has to. I don't have to pay him at all the $50 that he did, but he doesn't have to pay me $20 out of his own pocket.
That much we don't count.
But I don't have to pay him at all. That's the halacha if the poyel is chayzer. What's the halacha if the baal habayis is chayzer? So he said if the baal habayis is chayzer, so it depends. If the guy cannot get another job, so then. Wow. If the guy cannot get another job, so then even just by Dibur Ba'alma, if he could have gotten another job, and because of me, he didn't take the other job, and now it's too late for him to take another job, so he got a loss because of me, Taisa says it's a Garmi, and we spoke out, Tzoyis, why is that Garmi? Taisa says it's Garmi, and therefore, right away, you already would be high for that.
Right,
if
a bottle, right?
But only you could pay a bottle, right? But if... he could get another job, then you're not, or he couldn't have gotten another job without me anyway, so I didn't cause him a loss. So then if he didn't start, I'm not chayv anything, I didn't cause him a loss. But if he started, once he started, that's like a kinyan. Right. Once he started and the baal habayis backs out, so then even if he could not have gotten another job, regardless of the fact that he could not have gotten another job, since Lamaisa, he started working for me, the baal habayis is not allowed to be chayzer in the middle, and if he's chayzer in the middle, And he's got to pay him basically the remainder of the job as a he was kind of the job as a poil bottle. Mm-hmm. Okay, so baal habayis being chayzer in the middle is not so not so pushy unless there's adequate reason or whatever. Now we said, but if the baal habayis chayzer in the middle because of an oinus, so then he doesn't have to pay. That's what we just spoke at. Now what happens if he prepaid? Now we're going to get into the next shlav. The next shlav is when, it's again, we're going to go back to when the poil is chayzer. So if the poil is chayzer, so we said, poil or kabbalan,
he's allowed to be chayzer.
He, before he started or whatever, he doesn't take any responsibility for the job. If it's a poil, he gets paid for what he did. If it's kavana, what happens if by the poil being choizer, the Baal Bayis is going to take a loss? So till now we didn't talk about this, because till now we were assuming that if the poil is choizer, the Baal Bayis could hire someone else to do it, or he could wait till tomorrow. You know, he'll wait till the next day. He was going to take a minimal loss because he was going to have to hire someone else at a more expensive rate, and that the poil was chayav for. But now we're talking about that I can't even hire someone at a more expensive rate. Now we're going to talk about that by you being choizer, it's irreplaceable work. It's work which, if you're choizer, I can't replace it. And there's two way fun of that. To understand this properly, let's learn the Mishnah. Go back to I didn't write down on the sheet for some reason, I forgot about that. But it's the first page. First page, the bottom of the page, the first Mishnah. Okay? The Mishnah says like this. Hasoichar es ha'umnin, v'hitu ze'azet. Okay, they fooled each other. In lam zel zel tarumis, we said that way. Sochar sachamar vesakadar. So you hired some sort of porter, some sort of, you know, they carry stuff. Lahavi prayfrin v'chalilin l'kala oilemes. Okay, basically you hired a band for your wedding, or you hired some sort of person that makes, you know, levayas. Okay,
we're in New Orleans.
Yeah,
with all these
they have to have bands there too.
Okay, so you hire some sort of band for your chasana, and the guy calls you the morning of the chasana, and says, oh, I can't show up. Sorry, I can't show up. Now it's like this. Now the problem is that I can't replace that work, because if he doesn't show up, I can't get anyone, even let's say there's a range. You know, some people are more expensive. I can't get anyone for the price that he charged me. But not only that, I can't even get someone on the more, I can't get someone even on the more expensive end. No one's gonna come. The only way is if I call, what?
Everybody's booked.
Right. Yeah, the only way that I can get someone is if I call up another band and I tell them, listen, I'll pay you double the amount that you usually get. Now we're talking, you know. I was booked until a minute ago. Now all of a sudden I have time.
I just became available.
So now, but that's my only eitzah. So I'm going to take a big loss on that. Now, you could argue, the Ritzvah points out, you could argue here that there's not a Davar Ovid, because, so don't have a band at your chasana. It's not going to cause you a monetary loss.
Oh, but it caused tremendous agnes nefesh.
Okay, so it's a loss of rotzen.
It won't be the same
simcha. He says it's not a loss of money, it's a loss of rotzen. Right. So it's a loss, meaning the work is irreplaceable. I can't, okay, you know what? I can play tomorrow. I'll come to your backyard, I'll play tomorrow. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
So therefore, the halacha is like this. V'chol Davar she'ovid, v'chazru bohen. And then the poilim, upoilim lahalois pishtonim in hamishra. Okay, so the pishtonim in hamishra is a different case. The pishtonim in hamishra means that the flax is soaking, okay, and you got to take it out within 3 days.
Right, if you don't take it out, it spoils.
If you don't take it out, it spoils. Now, the guy calls you the morning that he's supposed to be scheduled to take it out. I can't show up today. I'll come tomorrow. What do you mean tomorrow? Tomorrow there's no flax left.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so here it's a little even stronger, because here he's causing you an actual loss of money. He's causing you an actual loss of money. So Zok the Mishnah. What's your eitzah? What's the Baal Bayis' leverage over here to make sure he gets the job done? Zok the Mishnah. V'chazu b'hen makom she'ein sham adam. And I can't hire someone else. Obviously, if I could hire someone else, hire someone else. So soicher alehen oy matan. Soicher alehen oy matan means you have two eitzahs. You have two ways of leveraging the guy. One is you could matan, you could fool him. Means you could tell him, okay, listen, you can't come. What's it going to take to get you to come? Listen, if you throw in an extra couple $1,000, if you double my price, I'll come. All right, fine, deal. And then he comes to the wedding, he gets his check, and you give him the check for the original value. And you don't have to pay him the extra. Why? Because he had no right. He was causing you a loss by not coming. So you could fool him into getting him to do the job. So you could tell him, I'm going to pay you double, and you don't have to pay him double. That's one eitzah. That's matan. And the other, what? That's what it says in the Mishnah. It's enough in the Mishnah. Sukhar leina matan. The other. Why is it? I mean, yeah. The other eitzah here is like this. Sukhar lehen means you tell the guy you can't show up. Fine. You go to the market. You say to a different guy, I'll double your price. And then you hire him. He works for you. So let's say you were going to pay the band whatever, I don't know how much, $5,000.
Yeah.
And then you hire another guy and you tell him,
a different guy.
You go, I'll pay you 10 because no one's coming on the day of the chasana for 5. So you hire a different guy. You tell him, I'll pay you 10. So the guy comes for 10. You can get the 5 from the original person. You can go and be tovei and bezin for the 5 for the difference.
Wow.
Because he renewed.
Oh, you're saying if you prepaid.
No, prepaid.
You're Tavan Benson.
You go back to the first. You pay him whatever you were going to pay the first guy. You pay the second guy, the five. The second five, you can go back to the person.
He's chayev.
In other words,
he said you have to be in the semester.
No, matan is the second case. It's the first thing I said. No, that's not matan. That's seicher aleihem. That's seichem. We'll see how much, and we have to see in halacha all the details
how
of this.
How far are you
going to tell a guy you're going to pay him $35,000 for the chasa? I mean, what's the degree?
Be a limit. Yeah.
So we'll see later in the Gemara what the limit is. But this is the Eitzah that's over here given that in the Mishnah. Okay, so this is a davar avid. So this is very different than what we had till now, because here, by the poel being chayzer, he's causing a loss to the Baal Bais. And that's also the Braisa. The Braisa brings this down. This is what I originally set to see. Our favorite Braisa over here on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, that we keep on going back to. So the Braisa says, Bemed Dvar Mamurim, basically in the middle of the fat lines, Bemed Dvar Mamurim, Bedavar She'ena Ovid. This whole Mishnah that the poil is allowed to be chayzer, Bedavar She'ena Ovid, Bedavar Ovid, Soich Aleina Matan. Ketzad Matan, what's the case of fooling them? Oimer Lahem, you tell them, Sela Katatzti Lahem, I made up with you to pay your Sela. But Boyu Tlushtaim, I'll pay you two. And you don't have to pay him two. What about Soichar Aleihem? Soichar Aleihem means he could hire a more expensive guy on the cheshbon of the first. So Ad Kama, Ad Arboim V'chamishim Zuz. You can go up a lot of money, even 40, 50 Zuz. I mean, they were only getting paid a Sela for this job. And you could charge them even 40 or 50 Zuz. And we'll see, the Gemara says it's not so partial what this means. Fine. This is the mission. Now, before we get into Soichar Aleihem Matan, okay, exactly. Maybe we'll do that next week. Exactly, the pratim, how much you're allowed to, and how you're allowed to fool them, and all that. But before we get into that, I wanna go over one other thing. In a case, now going back to the beginning of this year. The beginning of this year, if you remember, we spoke about a case where the balabayis was an oinus, and since the balabayis was an oinus, he was chayzer on the work of the poyel. He was an oinus, right?
Right.
What about the other way around? Now let's talk about a davar ovid, and the poyel is an oinus. Okay, the poyel is an oinus. He calls you up the day of the chasen, and he says, "Listen, my father was just there. I got to go to Levaya. I'm sorry, I can't come. I can't come. So what's the din? Lamaisa, very nice. You have your oinus, but you're causing me a loss. What's the right?" So let's go to the next page, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. Okay? It says, Ve'atanya. Ve'atanya. The third to the last line on the Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Ve'atanya. Ha'soicher es ha'poyel. U'lechatzi ha'yoyim, shoma shemeis le'meis.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Okay? So you hired someone, and you heard that someone died. Or he got a fever. Or two cases, laryngitis, or he has a levaya to go to. Im socherhu, if he was a worker, noisin lois schara. Im kablanhu, noisin lois kablanhu. So you got to pay him for the work he did. You don't have to pay him for the work that he didn't do. Okay, so the Gemara gets involved. What's the case? Why is it dafka case of an oines? V'chul. The Gemara ends up saying the following. Omar, like five lines down, Omar ibn Nachman bar Yitzchak, what's the case? Omar ibn Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'dover ha'avod v'divrei ha'kol. We're going by a dover ha'avod over here. This brisa that says that the poel gets paid for what he did and does not get paid for what he didn't do, but he doesn't take any of the loss of the achrayis to the Baal Bayis, is by a dover ha'avod, and it was an oinus of the worker. So here you have the opposite case. If the worker was nenas, then even though normally by davar avid, the Baal Bais has leverage over the worker to make sure that the worker gets the work done. I could fool him, or I could charge him the difference that it cost me.
There's no reason why they should have there's no oinus on the poil.
That's only when there's no oinus on the poil. But here, where there's an oinus on the poil, he could stop, and he's not mechuyev to complete the job. However, here's the difference between when the Baal Bais is an oinus. You know, however, avada, you don't have to pay him for the rest of the job.
Well, that's for sure.
You don't have to pay him for the rest of the job because he was the one that's chayzer, not the Baal Bais.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be the one the Baal Bais is chayzer, he's got to pay him like a poil balta for the rest of the day. But here, it's his chazara, and therefore, you don't have to. And it's his chazara, and even though it's an oines, he doesn't take any loss. And L'chayr, the Shach says that even if he was prepaid, right? Even if he was prepaid, still, well, he's got to pay it back. Right? It's not like we said before that when the because here's a here again, if the Baal Bayis prepays, then even if you say to the Shach that his das is that you could keep it if I'm nenas, but I'm not going to let you keep it if you're nenas. Right, that's for sure. You're the one that's not doing the job. Right. I'm not going to let you keep the money. So therefore, that would be the halacha. Okay. So this is ma'isa. This whole thing is ma'isa b'chol yoyim. This davar avid, because here we're not talking about the davar avid on the poilim side. Okay. We're not talking about anymore the davar avid on the poilim, that the poil can't get work or the poil, you know, you took away a job from the poil. Here we're talking about the davar avid on the baal bayis, right? But you have a guy that says in the middle of the season, "Oh, you know, sorry, I can't do. I'm not available." What do you mean? But this is the season. I'm going to lose business every day. You don't show up.
He holds
right. Right? Or the Schassen example. So the halacha that we're saying is that you can get the work from the Baal unless he was an oinus. Okay. Now, the reason. I just have to look in the Gemara Kedushin, because the Gemara Kedushin has a very interesting halacha. What?
What is the definition?
It says chala oy shames lemes. Those are the two things said. There.
Really serious example.
No, chala can't work.
Chala means like a headache.
I guess chala means that it's sick enough.
You're highly incapable of performing.
Yeah.
Also,
Mason doesn't operate. Right. Right. Not just some random levaya that he wants to chop a levaya. You know. Right. Right. He has a carve that he has to tend to. Now, the Gemara, the Rishonim bring a Gemara in Kiddushin, very interesting Gemara. That the Gemara says, let's say you paid an Eved, you bought an Eved for 6 years for $600. Okay. Year one is worth $100. Year two is worth the second hundred. Yeah, $100 a year, $600. You bought an Eved. Lemaisa after. Day one, the guy got sick. And he never worked a day in his life. Does he have to give you back the money? You bought me, and now he was sick in bed for 6 years straight.
And he's got support.
Okay? So, what's halacha? So, the Braisa says like this. The Braisa says...
There's no guarantee of disability.
No, but here, there's no instance for sure. We're not talking about disability. We're talking about...
Disability is for the guy to get paid.
Yeah. Right. That's for him to get paid even... No, by an Eved, you're right.
We're not paying.
No, you're right. Disability was what we're talking. Till now, we didn't speak about... Till now, we assumed it's partial, that you don't have to pay him for the future. The only question is, does he have to take a loss? Do you even have to pay him what he did do? Or can you hold that money ransom and go find a different worker? If it's going to cost you more money, take it off his cheshbon. So that was a... We never had a tzad in our Gemara that you have to pay him for the work he didn't do. That's for sure, even though he's an oinus. But you don't have to pay him for work he didn't do. But here the Gemara says like this. Here the Gemara says, Amar Mar. If you look where I underlined, two lines above that. It's on the back side of this page. Of the page we gave out today. So the Gemara there says like this, Amar Mar, it's a Gemara Kedushin Yitzayin. Yochol afilu chala, you would think that even if he got sick, I have to pay him. Tamalamu vashvias yetze. It means he leaves at the seventh, it means he's working till now. Afilu chala kol sheish, even if he was sick for all 6 years, he still goes out in the seventh year. V'atanya chala shalosh, v'avad shalosh, eina chayev lahashlim, chala kol sheish, chayev lahashlim. So this is the halacha that's brought down. That if he was sick, the Eved was sick for all 6 years, then he owes you another 6 years of work. But if he worked for three, let's say three in a day, so he worked for the majority or half, I don't know if it's half of the majority of the time, then
more than half, right?
he worked. The rest is on the Baal Bayis' cheshbon, and he doesn't have to pay you, and he doesn't have to work for you anymore. You paid him $600. He was chala. So therefore, if he worked for you for 6 years, you hired him $600. You paid him $600 to be your Eved for 6 years. He worked for three, and three he's sick. You got to pay him for the rest of the three. You can't get the money back. Okay. So here is a bigger chiddush. Here it sounds like that you even have to pay him for the time. Since he's an oinus, you have to even pay him while he's disability, you would call it.
Well, also, salary employee that shows up and leaves at 11 o'clock, you pay him for the whole day because
he's
you're paying him for the time they weren't there.
What do you mean, a salaried employee?
What is salary? An exempt employee, whoever it is. right? If they work 2 hours in a day, by the way, you have to pay them for the whole day.
I thought it's a little more than 2 hours.
Whatever. There's no legal threshold.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Based on your policies. But the point is, you're paying them for half of the day.
I bet you're paid by the hour.
Not working.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. But is salary a Koblen? I don't know. Is a salary worker a Koblen? I don't think it makes a difference. Anyway, so Frek Tysus right here, Akasha, then what's going on? Here it says that by the Eved, that if the guy was an Eved for 6 years and he worked 3, you even have to pay him for the future. In our Sugya, it was pretty clear that you don't have to pay him for the future. At most, you have to pay him for the work that he did.
And maybe he was a Koblen.
So what's a Pashut answer? What's a Pashut answer to this Kasha?
He's a Koblen, man.
Okay. What?
You paid him the money in there, no?
So you're saying, but what about if you prepaid the Koblen also?
Yeah.
That's how I wonder. If you prepaid the guy and then he was nenas, then you can't get the money back? So the Maisa, there's a rush like that, and then the Ramah brings down. That, like Avi say, that the difference is that over here by Nevin, you obviously prepay him. That's how you buy an Nevin, you pay him. So if you prepay the guy, he can keep the money, as long as he did a little bit of work. But if you didn't pay him yet, if you didn't prepay, then you don't have to, you know, give him the money. That's what Ramah brings down. But the Shach goes wild on that, and he says it doesn't make sense. Why should it make a difference if you paid him or not? So he
Nevin's a
Koblen? Getting closer.
Yeah.
It's getting closer, the answer.
Isn't this the same issue as the pool person?
No, it's the opposite. Because by paying for the pool, the Baal Bayis prepaid and the Baal Bayis was Chayzer Bo'inus. Here, the Baal Bayis prepaid and the Poel is Chayzer. So why should I keep the money? That's why I was mocked in that case. To bring out the difference. Yeah, my das when I prepay is if I can't show up, I'll give you, let you keep the money. But I'm prepaying you, so if you don't show up, you can keep the money? How about that? So now, Zuck Taisus, a Pashut Chilak. You hear the Chilak, you're gonna realize it's Pashut. Zuck Taisus, I don't understand what the whole Kasha, the Rishonim is. An Eved has no Shaychis to a worker. In Eved, you bought him. You bought the Eved. It's not $100 a year of working. I'm paying you to work for me for a year, $100. It is to a certain degree, but it's more of a Kenyan. I paid you $600. I paid $600 for a car, and it doesn't work. What do you want from me? You bought it already, right?
So then
the pshat is that since there's a certain degree of a Kenyan, even though it's not an Eved Kanani, it's not Mamish a Kenyan, but there's a certain degree of... Okay, so that's why I said exactly what I just said now. It's not mamish a Kenyan like an Eved Kenayni. An Eved Kenayni would be like that. An Eved Kenayni is like a chamar. But here, it's a degree of Kenyan. Right. Yeah, exactly. It's gufay kano. He's allowed to marry a shifcha because of this. You lemaisa, there's a certain degree of Kenyan that you bought him already with this money. So therefore, I guess either it's more das that he can keep it even if he doesn't work the whole time or whatever. But the money was given already to be kind of that Kenyan. So therefore, if he doesn't show up half the time, it's fine. He can keep the money. Over here, I'm only paying him for the work. There's no Kenyan on you. Even if he's discussed, maybe there's a Kenyan, but it's not because of the money. So I'm paying you for the work. If you didn't do the work, and whatever you didn't do, you're not getting. I don't care. You're an Inus, not an Inus. So this is the Teretz of Taisus to this Kasha. The Ramah brings down the Rosh's teretz, which is the Avi's teretz. The difference is, did you prepay or not? There's no difference between an Evan and a worker. And the difference is, did you prepay or not? So it makes a huge nafkamina. Let's take the case of the swimming lesson that they prepaid, but not that the kid got the broken arm, but that the teacher got the broken arm. Okay? So now the teacher got the broken arm. There's no Davar Ovid there. Because... what's somebody the big deal? There's no davar avid. Let the kid get the lessons later. There's no particular davar avid on that.
Unless they're bar mitzvah lessons and there's time frame.
What? Okay, so let's take that. Okay, so it's a bar mitzvah, right? So now you're not gonna be able to do these later. It's a davar avid. You were training for the Olympics and it's coming up.
Right.
So my sense, it's a Dover Ovid over here. So if it would be a Dover Ovid, okay? So if it's not a Dover Ovid, so then let's take it slow. If it's not a Dover Ovid, and the Baal Bayis got this oinus, so then they don't have to pay for the
Baal Bayis?
Well, it's a little complicated case here. Let's not go there. That's a little too complicated. Here we're talking about now that it's the other case is that not the Baal Bayis, right? the poel got the oinus against the Baal Bayis, and it was a total oinus. They don't have to take the loss, and not only that, it could be that if they got prepaid, they could keep the money, according to the Ramah.
That's a huge
chiddush. The shach, The Shach Maisa argues on this Ramah, and the Shach says no, keeping the money doesn't is not going to help you in this case. All right.
The Brisa says you still have Tarumas. So why?
Not an Oinus. Who said by Oinus you have Tarumas?
No, it says no.
I don't think you have Tarumas. So let's just read this inside, and we'll stop here. Okay. So Zokta Shulchan Aruch Sif Hey Shin Lam Gimel Sif Hey. Which is on page, in the bottom, it's called page 420 of the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Lam Gimel Sif Hey. Oh no, I'm in the wrong place. Shin Lam Gimel Sif Hey is page 425. Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, but medivar mamur medavar she'ena oved. Avo medavar ha'oved kigoyin pishtam lahalos mehamishra. They hired the guy to take out the flax. Oisha socha chamor lahavi chalilin lameisa lekalav kayitza behem echad poel. Or you hire the guy to play out your band at your chasana, and if you can't doesn't show up, it's not going to be good. Echad poel echad kablin eino yachol lachzer boy. Okay, you're not allowed to go back. Let's skip the Ramah for now. Elim came nanas. Unless he had an oinis, this is what I wanted to see. Kigoyin shechala. By the way, look at this Ramah. Kigoyin shechala who ayishtay ubanav. Means even if his wife got sick, and he had to take care of the wife. Yeah. But the child got sick is also called an oinus. Right. So often you have that. The guy has to go to the hospital and be with his kid, you know. So then, oisha shama shemes le meis, or he has a levi he has to go to. Okay? So then he doesn't take the loss. The poil does not take the loss. So miu, eina tzarech l'shalom lahem kol schar. But you don't have to pay them disability. You don't have to pay them for that time that they didn't work.
Right.
Rak Masha also the other malal yoina. You pay them whatever they worked, and that's it. Now the im says the Rama. Okay, this is a different halacha. We'll skip that for now. No, we won't skip. Okay, the im chazav bal bayis the kiblon la'achar she'aver ha'ines stam v'chazav v'asu achar kach malachtan tzarich l'sham l'mkom malachtan ve'inu manakel l'mkom. If you rehired them, you know, after the oinus was done, then you continue on the same pay scale and you don't take off any money, even if you took may have taken a loss. But obviously you were Michael because you rehired him. So since you rehired him, then you pay him. But you don't have to pay him. Even though he was just an oinus. Okay? And if you have a Rebbe that was sick, you don't have to pay him for the difference. But if you already paid him, yesh oimrim de'enay tzarech lahachzir.
This is the one you said. You said.
If you already prepaid, then even though the guy didn't do the work, the babais didn't do the work. But since it's a dabra ovid and he was prepaid, he can keep it. The poil can keep the work. Yeah.
It's a
davar of it on the Baal Bayis. You want to know if the
let's say his onus is over now.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it. Okay. Now he says, like by the way, in the next part he says, "Milamet hachoyzer by mikri davar ha'avid." A teacher is chayzer davar ha'avid. Why? Because the kid can't learn tomorrow what he's going to learn today. You lost a day of learning. Losing a day of learning is a davar avid. And therefore, since losing a day of learning is a davar avid, the poil is not allowed to be chosen. You're allowed to fool the Rebbe or whatever.
Pay him
if he decides not to show up. Because that's called a davar avid. One day of Torah is nice as davar avid. Okay, shkoyach.
If the Rebbe